Welcome to Core Bariatrics Podcast, hosted by bariatric surgeon Dr. Maria Ilyakova and Tammy Lacoste, bariatric coordinator and a patient herself. Our goal is building and elevating our community. The Core Bariatrics Podcast does not offer medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. On this podcast, we aim to share stories, support, and insight into the world beyond the clinic. Let's get into it.
Hello, Maria. How are you? Maria? Hello? Oh my goodness. Just kidding, y'all. It's just me today. I figured that I would record an episode by myself. Maria is pretty busy all over the place, like always, but she's up to good. I would say worse if she was up to no good. But anyways, today I just want to do an episode, a short little clip, maybe an extra one I'll put out, but on recommendations that I have that also our Core Bariatrics community Facebook page has. Head on over there if you want to join us. We also might have put up a Patreon that I just want to see how it goes. And also, there's a lot of content that Maria has given me, I should say, and I want to share it with the world because honestly, that's the whole reason why I've done all of this is to share Maria with the world and share her caring and knowledge and everything. So let's just get right on into it. So if you've listened to any of our previous episode, you will have heard that I love my Stanley Cup. So I suggest getting a cup that you love. I love my Stanley Cup mainly because it keeps stuff really cold, but I've actually sidetracked to a different cup. And if you are watching the video, I have the Brewmate cup. And all I gotta say is if you have kids, like I do, three of them, things always spill. Honestly, my middle son has taken my Stanley cup and just straight on poured it out. This, you cannot, and no, we're not sponsored with anything that I'm saying. Any people that I recommend, this is my own personal recommendations or recommendations from other people that we are not affiliated with them. We are not getting any payback, anything like that. This is just me loving things and wanting to share it with you all. So I do have my Stanley. I do love it very much. I tend to use it more at work where my kids aren't and where things aren't more prone to be spilled. But now I'm using this Brewmate, which is so amazing that you can lock it. And I just love it. I love it, love it. Another cup that I actually have is called a Hydrate Spark cup. It actually lights up to remind you to drink. So when I was doing more office work, I always had it on my desk and I told it when to remind me to drink. And every time that time came up, it blinked at me. And then I also found out that it had an app that can remind you, even when the cup isn't around, that it will remind you via your phone or your watch and tell you some stupid little jokes to get you to drink your water. So those are a few cups that I absolutely love because hydration is super important for us. If you don't sip throughout the day, it's so much easier to get dehydrated and it's so hard to get caught up. This past summer, I really did struggle with being in the pool a little too long and got really, real thirsty and tried to chug and it just didn't work. So those are a few of the cups that I recommend. I'm going to go on to having platforms, having resources. So I'm going to go down the list here and you all have them, but here are a few of that I have found and I recommend. Obviously, going over to our Core Bariatrics community podcast Facebook group, you can request to join in there. Otherwise, we did just start a Patreon as well. But when I started my journey, I relied a lot on Facebook groups. I didn't really get into Instagram yet or podcasts a whole lot, so I really did rely on Facebook groups. And after surgery and just realizing how toxic and judgy those groups can get, I shied away from a lot of them, but there is one out there that I absolutely love. Unfortunately, this one is geared towards women, and if I do find one that is good overall, I'll let you all know. But the Facebook group Bariatric Women's Support, I absolutely love it. I actually asked the creator, Ashley, what her number one piece of advice was for bariatric patients, and she responded, My tip for post-bariatric patients would be to not compare your journey to others. We all have different metabolisms, physical abilities, health concerns, body shapes, and lifestyles. Focus on what works best for you. As long as you are progressing, you are winning. Oh gosh, I love that. She continues to say, someone's start weight might be your goal weight, and that's okay. Comparison is the thief of joy, and you cannot discount your progress based on someone else's journey. Celebrate your success and every victory. Holy moly. And this is why I love her group so much, is she keeps things so positive. And I think she does a really good job at monitoring her Facebook group of making sure things do stay positive. Because as I said, there are so many Facebook groups out there that aren't so positive. And when someone is reaching out looking for recommendations because they've gained some weight, and most of the commenters are you eating enough protein? Are you drinking enough water? Are you eating out too much? Like, it all of a sudden just goes straight to, what are you doing wrong? Which in some cases, yes, they might be doing something wrong. But in some cases, they might be commenting to a lady who has had bariatric surgery in the past and is now going through menopause, not doing anything wrong or different, and all of a sudden gaining weight. And if I was in someone's position like that, I would just be so defeated and just feel like I failed. When in reality, that person's body just might be not working as well as some others may be working. And I feel like those comments come from people who surgery has done great for them, continues to do great for them. Even if they aren't doing things perfectly, it still works for them. And that's great. Good for them. But there's some of us, I am included, that struggle post-op, year and a half down the road, 2 years down the road, even if they're not changing anything. And so this is where Bariatric Women's Support Group, I absolutely love her. I love the positivity she keeps in that group and really monitors things. Another group, or not group, but platform that I have gotten onto now, forced onto, is Instagram, because I feel like a lot of people are on Instagram now, and correct me if I'm wrong. But so I started scrolling through just looking personally for my own support and looking for just support in general. And so this one I absolutely love. Again, none of these are sponsored. I have not been like, yeah, you do this for me, I'll do this for you. None of this. This is me just personally loving this content and wanting to share it with you guys if you have not already found them. So this next one is on Instagram, Weight Loss Surgery Nutrition Coach, and her name is Margaret Hayes. She's from Australia. We have tried to get her on the podcast, but and things just got super crazy with me and Maria, so we haven't yet had a chance to get her on, but we hope to in the future. But basically, I just love her posts. She is very fact-based, which is something that I love, because a lot of people out there think they're pros about bariatric surgery and post-op and nutrition and all of that, when in reality, even bariatric surgeons, Maria will say this, are not completely in the know. They don't know everything. This is why we practice medicine. We're not perfecting medicine, because every single day something new is coming out. We're figuring out things more and more. And so this is what I love about Margaret, is she's very fact-based. When she gives advice, she follows it with the why. That's where I'm at. I don't want you spitting out things at me. I want to know why. And so that's why I've done so much research myself, is I want to know the why. So for an example of this, one of her posts states that she says, sleep is important. Of course sleep is important. Everybody knows sleep is important. But she follows it with why it is important. And she explains why it keeps your hunger hormones in the right levels, which prevents you from overeating throughout the day. And how when you're tired, you don't necessarily make the best food decisions, which is so true. Guilty here. And so she's super realistic as well, and she's not one of the strict, if you've listened to the previous podcast episodes, Maria has said, eat that piece of Halloween candy. And so I feel like Margaret is very much so like this as well. She's very realistic. One of my favorite posts from her is her explaining how struggling with weight gain after surgery is not just from your food habits. It could be, and then she just lists a bunch of reasons why you might be struggling with weight gain, even mental health, physical activity, just your lifestyle in general. And I love following her so much. I just want to scream at her, yes, girl, yes, preach it, because I just love that she's so realistic and knowing that sometimes we are not the reason why we're not being as successful as we think we should, which is another thing that I feel like I even struggle with, is I feel like I should have lost more weight. I should have done better. But in reality, I always have to look back at where I started, because where we started is where we need to look at when we're feeling down like that. Because when I look at before and afters, I'm like, wow, okay, I really have done a lot. And when I look at what I was doing 2 years ago, physically with my kids, and what I'm doing now, there's such a big difference. And so always remember, we're not failing. Nobody is ever failing. All of our journeys, just like Ashley said from the Bariatric Women Support Group on Facebook, everybody's is different. Comparison is just going to steal your joy, and you cannot discount your progress based on someone else's. And so I still struggle with that to this day. Another thing that I recommend, others recommend, are obviously like podcasts. I can't say I have found a whole lot of good podcasts. So if you have any you want to recommend, please feel free to let me know on Instagram or anything. But this is why I wanted to make this podcast, is because I struggled to find them that I could really enjoy as well. So I hope that we can help you guys enjoy listening to some of the stuff that we talk about. Can be boring, but it's good to know. It's good information. So hopefully we can keep it fun. But I was struggling to find a podcast because it was either a patient who talks about their journey and their program materials and what their research or provider has given them and just their point of view versus facts. And so that's why I really liked the thought of having Maria here, of I'm going to tell you my experience, tell me the facts. And she is very fact-based, and I love that so much about her. So that's where I found this opportunity to make this podcast. I have the journey, Maria has the facts, and we can discuss both sides. And I think you guys really appreciate that, because I've gotten a lot of good feedback. And the thing is, with like podcasts or YouTube pages and stuff, that most people stop recording once their journey stalls out or they start struggling. When I feel like this is where we need the content the most. The content I really looked for pre-op was mental health aspect and marriage aspect, because I have had a few people around me that have had bariatric surgery and have struggled mentally. And I just wanted to make sure, because I do have so many risk factors with my family and everything, I just wanted to make sure that I was fully prepared and knowing what I was getting into before getting into it. And ain't nobody talking about the mental health struggle after bariatric surgery. Ain't nobody talking about, sure, my body is smaller, but now I struggle with looking at my body more now because I have loose skin. That is a mental game. This is all a mental game, but nobody really talks about it. Nobody talks about the struggle of being in a marriage that you guys are growing apart because your hobbies are different and stuff like that. So again, I struggled to find this content, and I want to give it to you guys. So please reach out and let us know what you want to hear, because even if I can't get Maria on a recording, I'm going to text her constantly, get the information from her, and maybe I'll start recording more by myself just so we can have more content, because this fills my cup. Honestly, as I said, I went from Maria's bariatric surgery clinic, and now I'm back being a respiratory therapist, which I love, but bariatric surgery fills my cup, and talking about it fills my cup. So more content coming out, and just know I absolutely love it. Love it so much. And I'm learning every single day. Again, everything we say, take with a grain of salt, because everybody is different. All programs are different. Everybody knows a little bit of everything. Just like Maria has said, she doesn't know it all. Your surgeon doesn't know it all. Make sure you're talking with your healthcare providers. Another recommendation is having a tribe. That's what I wanted to build. On top of resources, I wanted to build a community for us, for me, selfishly. But there's others around me that I just saw could use a community. And I started that within our bariatric surgery. And once that kind of, once me and Maria went separate ways, I really wanted to continue this because I saw how much it helped my patients, our patients, just loving having that support, even if it was a once a month, 30-minute support group on Teams. They loved it so much, and I wanted to keep it up, and I wanted to make it bigger. Having a tribe. Surround yourself with people and content that fills your cup. Again, this fills my cup and keeps you motivated. This is also a lot of mental, right? When you surround yourself with people that fill your cup, that understand what you're going through, your mental health is a little bit better, at least for me anyways. I love having people around me that aren't afraid to call me out on bringing back bad habits, such as drinking soda daily, eating out more. I told my husband pre-op, if you see me eating ice cream every single night again, you need to tell me, because even though I know, let's be honest, deep down, we know we shouldn't be. I need someone to tell me. And some people might not be like that. Some people may not want that type of communication or bluntness, but I was that type. And I like to surround myself with people that are not afraid to tell me that. I also loved having coworkers that did not have kids that meal prepped really well and were willing to share it with me because she always packed way more than she needed. And Tammy's, I didn't pack my lunch today. Care to share, and she always helped me stay on track as much as we could, honestly. I think the biggest thing of having a tribe is having a support system of individuals who have undergone surgery and truly, I empathize, words are hard, with your journey, and that's invaluable. That's why I wanted to build a community. I really want to build a community for each state. Honestly, I want every state to have a place that is not necessarily tied to a bariatric surgery clinic, because we have tons of them in Iowa, right? I want everybody to be able to come to one place, maybe in central Iowa, and all have a place to go and just talk and be surrounded by people that have been through the same thing, because you know when you walk through that door, you're not going to be judged for having bariatric surgery. Nobody around you is going to be thinking, you took the easy way out. So that's honestly what I'm trying to build, but I know it's also hard, especially in small Iowa here, that a lot of people also don't shout to the rooftops that they've had bariatric surgery. And so finding people that can be in that, in your little circle can be difficult. But that's what I'm trying to build here as well, because we need it not only on the internet, on Facebook groups and all of that, but we need it in person too. And stay tuned. We have things up our sleeves. Another recommendation I have just in general, so the rest is just in general, don't waste your money on all the things labeled with bariatric surgery. I will say vitamins are pretty good to keep the bariatric label on, just because they are geared towards us, and the people making them know what we can be deficient in and stuff. But protein bar, bariatric surgery, you're paying for the fact that it has bariatric surgery attached to it. I feel like protein bar is pretty much protein bar, give or take some calories or some carbs or sugars or whatnot. That was just a random thing I realized because I went searching for foods and stuff like that. And I'm like, wow, this is more expensive than this, even though it's the same thing. But it had bariatric surgery attached to it. So just be mindful of that, because we all know that money is hard, right? All right, this one. If y'all have any recommendations, because we all want it, send it our way, and maybe I'll post a good post about what other recommendations are. But shapewear for saggy skin. We all got it. And if you don't, you were God's favorite. But ever since I actually had my first son, I've worn maiden form from like Walmart. They're just a tank top. I call it more of a compression tank top versus just like a shapewear. I love that it doesn't roll up and it gives a little extra compression in the right places. I don't want my boobs compressioned, especially after surgery, because they're not as big as they used to be. So I don't want to make them any smaller than they already are. I love again, made in form. They're from Walmart. I get them from Walmart or even Target or Kohl's, around the $20 range. I wear one every single day and have since I've had my son 12 years ago. But ever since having surgery, I love them even more because I do have that saggy skin. I also prefer tank tops and bodysuits over the ones that just come up, you put on like pants and they come up to your chest, because those roll down, or at least for me, they do. That's one type of shapewear that I use. If you have any that you recommend, please send them our way, because I will make a post about what recommendations y'all are making to saggy skin. And then comes bras. Sorry, men. Sorry. A lot of this is geared towards women. I apologize. But bras, in our core bariatric community Facebook group, a bra that fits. No, that's the company. A bra that fits was recommended, as it was heard that they fit weight loss surgery patients well and that they aren't super like fabric heavy and they're like a t-shirt bra kind of thing. I haven't tried them yet, but my sister-in-law has, and she says she took the quiz and there's even a thing on there that shows you exactly how to measure. And when she got hers, it fit like a glove and was very good. So a bra that fits. Some of the recommendations is always being prepared and planning ahead. Of course, we all know this. Anything that has to do with bariatric surgery, I feel, is planning ahead and being prepared. And this is something I struggle with a lot, especially having three boys. This is me just making my excuses, right? I'll call myself out there, but having three boys busy, I am making sure that their stuff is packed for the next day, that if my middle, very picky son doesn't like lunch the next day, that he has his lunch. And then by the end of making sure that everybody else is taken care of, I'm just tired and I don't want to think about what I need to prep ahead of time. But I feel like everything bariatric surgery post-op is planning ahead and preparing. I do always have my water bottle handy. Always have sometimes more than one cup with me, one with like regular water, one with Crystal Light maybe. But obviously we want to prevent getting dehydrated, so we want to keep that water bottle with us. And if I forget my water bottle and I'm already 10 minutes down the road, I'm not going to turn around to go get it. I've struggled those days with keeping my water intake. Also having snacks ready, that I have snacks chilling in my car. I have snacks chilling in my drawer at work. Our hospital is so great with Tuesdays and Thursdays. They have coffee catered in, and they also always have protein bars. Love them for that. So I always stock up on those. Even if I don't eat it that day, I have some for the next day and whatnot. Some other people have said packing a small cooler if you need to. That's actually a really good idea, especially if you're going shopping for a whole day and bottles of water are expensive. And so keeping prepared with a small cooler that has some ice packs in it, that's a great idea. The last one I have is get moving, right? We've all been told to be more active. But I really do try to find ways to move that don't feel like a workout. Because if someone says, go work out, I'm just like, bleh. If Maria says, let's go to the gym, I'm like, bleh. Some days, on the other hand, I actually don't mind a good workout and getting real sweaty and everything. But finding something that doesn't necessarily feel like a workout, parking further away from the store door. I found myself doing this a lot. My husband is still, oh my gosh, I tell him all the time, I'm like, just go park way back there. I don't care anymore. As long as it's not raining, snowing, or anything like that, please park far away so then we'll walk in. We've all heard this, taking the stairs instead of the elevator. Some people will say, I can't take the stairs. I work on the third floor. That's a whole lot of stairs. Look, girl, if you can't do three flights of stairs, start with just one and take the elevator the rest of the way. You've done more than you did yesterday, little by little. That's all it is, little by little. This is something I need to do, especially while I'm on the phone with Maria, pacing your house or taking a walk instead of sitting down while you're on the phone. I love that idea. I would say while you're scrolling through Facebook, pacing around, but if you're anything like me, you'll definitely run into something. This is something one of the girls in our Facebook group has said. is having a standing desk, which I've found a lot of people I feel like are getting them, and that's awesome. But also my old coworker has gotten a walking pad for under her desk, and she said the one that she got was under $150 or something. Obviously, prices are, or money is always a thing, but something little like that, or even a pedal. My boss has a little pedal thing under her desk because she had knee surgery, and I can't imagine that'd be too expensive, but it keeps your body moving even while you're sitting still. So those are my random recommendations. It was my random, let's see how this goes recording by myself. Hopefully I get better at it because I feel like I'm not great at it. But anyways, I just want to thank you guys for all of your support. Everybody reaching out saying, I love this. This is what I want. Can you talk about this? And just reaching out and saying, thank you for posting this content because I'm struggling with this and I couldn't find this content anywhere else. Absolutely love you guys. Thank you for everything. Thank you for supporting us. This has blown up a lot more than me and Maria has thought for sure. But yeah, don't hesitate to go over to Instagram, follow us on there. I always post little snippets of the episode coming up. Make sure you're downloading the episodes every week. But yeah, don't hesitate to reach out. We hope to hear from people more and what they want to hear. And we love you guys so much. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Thank you.